I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled welcomes you to the Players Club, sponsored by UCCU. Monday nights at 7, BYU quarterback Jaren Hall joins KSL for an insider look at the BYU football team. Join Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey in the Unrivaled Players Club on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. It is the Players Club. Just getting off the horn here with Jaren Hall, BYU quarterback. Sounded a lot more excited this week than he did last week, Scott.
Rightfully so.
What you don't want to do is, you know, go in and say too much, you know, on your weeks where you are taking on your biggest opponents and in your biggest rivalry game. But I was thinking about it, too, as and maybe he doesn't even – I don't know – has the win over that you had when you broke the 9-game losing streak against BYU back in your day, like, has that moment, is it one of those things that got bigger as time went on? Because in the end, I feel like that was an amazing moment for him, but I think it'll just keep getting bigger as he gets older, where it's like, yeah, that was actually awesome. That was a lot of fun to see this thing play out the way it did.
What happens as a player? You go on and you play more games. You play big games. You have things happen. So it's always special. I mean, that game was great and exciting. Very exciting game when I played in it. What makes it exciting, though, is the fans. Those are the ones who really appreciate it, because they
stormed the field and you guys win too.
Oh, they tore down the goalpost. I mean, it was amazing, and we loved it. I mean, but we didn't have to play next week. I mean, it was the end of the season. It was the last game. It was a great culmination of a whole entire season. I think it would be a little bit challenging to come back the next week and go, okay, here we go again. But I also think it's a great way for BYU to kind of ride that momentum into a tough opponent. And you have that confidence and you get that crowd into it. You make it tough for Arizona State to play in Provo. And when he was talking about his starting lineup on offense, I mean, you know, Neil Pauwu and Gunnar Romney and the Nakua brothers, and that's not everybody, and that's pretty darn special. And then you got your tight end, you got those two backs that are great. BYU is in a great position with their offense this year, and they can compete against people. They can, because they can compete against them up front.
Kalani Sitake at his weekly press conference trying to act like no big deal. He knows how big of a deal it was, but I think now you do have to focus. You do have to kind of focus in on it. Here's what he had to say today.
They've obviously ranked, and they're having a lot of success, and so they have a really dynamic quarterback that causes a lot of problems. So, Jaden Daniels is a really, really good player, and he has a lot of poise, and he just seems like a veteran right now. And he's surrounded by a physical, athletic line and good tight ends that they can play and can block and they can catch, and a number of skill players at running back and receiver that have tons of athleticism and speed. So it's a difficult matchup, but we're looking forward to it. And on defense, they're really well coached as well. They have tons of athletes, size, playmaking ability at a lot of different places. And notice their linebackers are very active. And so well-coached team they're ranked for a reason, so looking forward to them being here in our home and looking forward to the matchup and the game.
Here's the biggest thing BYU has going for right now. they have confidence. Like really. I mean that game against Utah, getting that snide off your back and doing it in the fashion that that BYU did, and just knowing it wasn't a fluke. This was not a fluke game. I mean, they just flat out beat Utah everywhere across the board. And to go into the next week's opponent and go, you know what? We hope we can win, or you know, we they got to play poorly for us. Like, we can beat teams. We can beat this team. It's a great way for BYU to get back on track, to have that opponent in Arizona State. But, man, confidence and believing you can win is about 90% of the battle. BYU's got it.
Do you think that – I mean, one of the things that I looked at and I was – it's just so hard for me to think that same energy can happen a second week in a row. I mean, you know it can, but will it? And, you know, from the fans, from – you know, I think about that, the USC game from a couple of years ago. You remember when they beat USC in overtime? And it was the week after they'd beaten Tennessee in overtime. But they beat a ranked USC team at their place in overtime, and they had the field storm. Same thing. And then the week after, another Pac-12 opponent comes in. It's the University of Washington. Pretty good team. Really, yeah. Really good team. And they absolutely beat BYU to death, right? I mean, they just, anything they wanted all day on offense, on defense, it was, and so there's that part where you're like going off of these 2 weeks of highs and a couple of big wins, and then you can deflate really quickly if you're not prepared mentally for what's ahead, because Arizona State's coming in there going, who cares? Who cares, if they won their
rivalry? We have no rivalry.
Who cares?
We don't care.
And people are like, well, they used to be former WAC rivals. You're like,
in the
70s. No, they didn't. Yeah. And they were not rivals in the 70s. Like, no. This is not that game.
I think, though, getting your team back into focus week after week probably is the toughest job you have as a coach. But when you're a player, Alex, you know this is a marathon. You had a great win against Utah, and this is your rivalry game. It's the second game of the year, so you got to deal with the emotion of it. You have a tremendous win with it, but you got to move on. And if you don't move on, and if you're not ready for the next week's opponent, then you might as well forget about it. And you're gonna get run over, because you're right. They just don't care. So it really is a matter of getting back into focus and doing it quickly. And Kalani Sitake was very wise in his counsel to his team and telling them what to do and how to handle this victory, that, you know, it's only the second game of the year. And really, you have a poor performance the rest of the year, Alex. What does this game mean? You know, like, you know, you work so hard to win, and you got to keep winning in order for those wins to really count and really matter.
Think about A-Rod too. This is a guy who wasn't well respected at Utah when he left, right? When he was coaching up on the hill, and now he's at BYU, and it seems like he's even grown up a lot as a coordinator and a play caller.
Well, it's not only has he grown up, but I think that's an accurate statement. And you just get better over time. You understand things, but. And this isn't a knock on Kyle Whittingham, but Kyle Whittingham's a run first guy. He's play to your defense first kind of guy. And from what I understand, I don't think Kalani's that way with A-Rod at BYU, that he has autonomy, that he can, you know, go after teams and really, really attack them. And maybe maybe that's the way it is at Utah, that there's this, you know, we can still attack people, but I think Coach Whittingham, you know, likes to control the tempo, and that can be stifling sometimes to offenses.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. Final segment of the Players Club here. You'll hear also from Lopini Katoa, who was available today for press some questions with the press as BYU had their weekly press conference. Can I say press a few more times, or? Be great.
I would hope you would. I haven't heard it enough.
Jeez. All right, we're taking the break. Hey, by the way, Monday Night Football's on. BYU's
we're surrounded by football. Like, I know. We're just
it's too much, actually. It's too much.
Saturated.
Tyson Williams, former BYU running back, getting the start for the Ravens tonight. We'll give you a score update from Las Vegas as Allegiant Stadium has its first NFL game with fans. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold.
Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.